Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Spirit is taking us now into the three temptations. But don't be misled into thinking that these are the three temptations of Jesus. Jesus here represents your new consciousness. These are your three temptations. And they are very subtle. They will make you or they will break you. And only if you can take the time to study them, to understand them, to prepare yourself for these temptations, will you walk through the waters untouched. Now watch carefully. If there is a man on this earth today who can change stones into bread, all he need do is appear publicly and the world will worship him. The world will follow him and acclaim him. He will be a god unto men. And you and I, in our human consciousness, would consider this a marvelous thing. If I can turn stones into bread, what could be better? I could feed the starving world. And so this would be the temptation of good. Not of evil, but of good. Do you see the subtlety? And you say, what's wrong with turning stones into bread? But here stands the Master. And he is going to refuse. And therefore, there must be a place in your consciousness where you are not seeking to turn stones into bread. And we must catch the fullness of the meaning there. Let's go back a little. Jesus is baptized at the Jordan. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the waters. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is just before the temptations. And so what are we learning here? There is a moment when you are baptized of the Spirit. You accept. You learn who you are, Son of God. Yes, I am the Son of God. I am the living Spirit. I am an immortal, not a mortal. I am not a human being. I am not flesh and blood. This has happened. This comes to you. You know this. And now you have accepted sonship. The early whisperings that you are the Spirit, the living Spirit of God, have been realized in your consciousness, and now you're in the wilderness. You're trying to assimilate the meaning, the fullness, the glory. And you spend 40 days, 40 nights, meaning you must come to the total acceptance of identity. And this is where we find the Master at this point of the temptations, just as you will be. Up to a point, you consider turning stones into bread a marvelous thing, and you would jump at the opportunity. You would even spend your lifetime seeking such a capacity. But now, when you are accepting sonship, The temptation to do this hits a different level of consciousness, which is, wait a minute, what is happening here? And this is the place we're stopping right now, to look at it together, to see it, understand it. Remember, when we started the seminar, our purpose was to follow absolute truth, because that is the only kind of truth there is, and it is the only kind of truth that leads to transition. Our goal is transition. Our method is absolute truth. And now the world says to you, you're the Son of God. Well, come on out here and feed the hungry. Feed yourself. There's no sense being hungry when you can take stones and make bread. Now, if you go and try to do this, you will eliminate the possibility of your transition. Your 40 days and your 40 nights in the wilderness are now taking place, and they will continue to take place for now, tomorrow, the day after, until you have come into agreement with certain absolute truth. You must consciously live in the kingdom of God. You must consciously live in the kingdom of spirit, where there are no stones that can be turned into bread. You must consciously not live in form. You must consciously see no material object as reality. In your 40 days, you have learned to honor the 10 soul commandments. And so now you are living in your soul above the human mind, above the world mind, above the thought universe. You are spirit, honoring spirit. You are not under hypnosis in a material consciousness. You have one God. Not two. One identity, not two. One kingdom, not two. You are spirit living in soul consciousness in the kingdom of spirit as the Son of God. I am no longer seeking truth. I am the truth. I am no longer seeking bread. I am the bread. I am living substance, and from my being flows all that is need. I am self-complete in my spirit. This is your 40-day consciousness. This is being developed, and you must reach the point where your identity is where you stand. And goodness in the human sphere no longer provides a false temptation for you. You're not fooled. You're not led into the decoy of material goodness. And so in your soul consciousness, the consciousness that makes transition, you know there is nothing to change. You have an omnipresent God. Omnipresent spirit. Omnipresent spiritual power. Omnipresent perfection of the one omnipresent creator. You stand there. I have. I am. You are honoring the perfect creator. You are out of duality. You are out of physical matter. You're not trying to improve the spiritual kingdom, and you recognize no other. Now, this is the place we find ourselves. Before this level of consciousness, you're always led into the trap. You're always trying to build a better business, a better human life, a better human government, a better human everything. You're fooled into humanhood. But here the master is teaching a new viewpoint. You don't start with matter, stone, and change it into better matter. You see that? You don't make matter into better matter. Your whole life effort isn't concentrated on converting this material world into a better material world, a more productive material world. That's for the human race. We are studying transition out of the belief in humanhood into the knowledge of spiritual sonship, into the knowledge of Christ. Now I am. And at this crucial moment, after the 40 days in the wilderness of learning truth absolute, you are standing in Christ now. I am. I see everything different than human eyes, everything different than the human mind. I am no longer under the hypnosis of the world mind, which traps man into a continuing state of reincarnating material flesh. You are above. You have transcended, and you must. Well, this is the nature of rebirth into reality. You are in the seventh day consciousness of the soul, accepting perfect divine manifestation, honoring your father, the will, and your mother, the manifestation of that will. All is present, all is perfect, all is now. And the world mind besieging you with a lie finds in you no acceptance of the lie. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You are above human thought. Human thought is not what you live in. You are in soul thought, above material consciousness, willing, ready, eager to live in the invisible nature of being in spite of every physical appearance. That which appears to you as a need is a lie. I am the Christ. I am self-fulfilled. All that the Father hath is mine. I am the very bread of life, my new substance. Spirit, which I have discovered to be the only substance I ever was, is never hungry, never thirsty, never seeking, never needing, because I am self-complete. I don't need stones to make bread. And later this is demonstrated. Without stones, the multitudes are fed bread. You see the difference? Not converting stones into bread, but bread appears out of invisible spiritual substance. And this is the way of living in the Spirit. I live in the Spirit, and out of my substance, in my consciousness of sonship, flows all that is needed in the form and in the quantity needed. I'm not a miracle man of Jezebel. I am not a mental manipulator. You see that? This new way of life that is not fooled by appearances. In this consciousness, you are no longer a house divided. If you had accepted the trap, you would be. The moment you tried to improve matter, or convert matter, or manipulate matter, you would separate yourself from spirit. You would accept that spirit is not all, and you would lose it. There goes your transition. Spirit is all. That's the law. God is all. And so what were we looking at? We were looking at a mental mirage. Pictures in the mind. And who was looking? Do you see the subtlety again? The world mind was presenting a picture of lack. And who was seeing the picture of lack? The world mind was identifying its own picture. In you, the world mind identifies the picture it has projected. It's all a world mind hypnosis. The false creation and the false identification of the creation. And you are captive. And this is how the world mind enslaves its own creation called mankind. See over there? Something's missing. See that business? It needs more effort, more energy. Give it all you've got, and you do. You even maybe make it a better business and knock yourself out in the process. That is not the Christ way. The Christ way is, I have only one business, the perfect spiritual business of the Father. It involves nothing material. I live in the knowledge that I am the Spirit of God. I have all that Spirit has. And out of that knowledge flows what the world thinks of as my business. It is not a product of human hands. That is what is being taught here. It will make you, or it will break you. It will tempt you, or you will overcome the temptation. And the purpose of this class is to develop that consciousness which can look at the world temptation of improving humanhood and say, that's not where my energy goes. I stand still in the knowledge of pure spirit. And that is what will show forth to the world as what it calls better humanhood. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Perhaps you want to prove to yourself that you're the Son of God. And so you'll be tempted to do things of this character. Perhaps you would like the adulation of the crowd. Wouldn't it be marvelous, you might say, to stand on top of the roof and to leap, and then out of nowhere, this invisible hand catches me, and I am deposited gently to the ground, and the world says, look, there is the Son of God. That is not our way. And if you ever doubted it, all you have to do is see what Christ does. Christ refuses to do this. But who is Christ? Christ is your consciousness that you are the Son of God. You are not in physical form. That was the trap. Oh, you could swim out in the ocean and be rescued, or swim out in a 100-foot wave and come up alive and smiling. What would you prove? It would be false proof, because even though the world would see you saved, that would not be divine protection. That is the point. The emphasis is on, I am not living in a human form. There's no one here to jump off that roof. There's no one here to be saved. And there is a consciousness, soul consciousness, in which this is automatic, and you know it. In soul consciousness, these temptations may not even come to you in your conscious awareness. Your soul will swallow them up. World mind will present all kinds of temptations to your mind, and your mind may not even ever know it, because your soul will say to the world mind, sun, stand thou still, moon, stand thou still. Before your conscious awareness ever hears a temptation, sees or feels a temptation, it will be dissolved by your soul consciousness. Your soul is never tempted, only your mind. And when you learn to live consciously in soul, the temptations of the mind simply are not there. Your soul says to the world mind, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Isn't it beautiful the way Scripture prepares us, opens the book and shows us? A hand literally reaches out and opens the book to the page and says, here, look, this is a preview of what is happening to you. Every month now that we are being baptized by the Spirit is a preparation for being lifted into soul consciousness, which is never tempted by the Lord, which is never tempted by the devil. And if you still have some doubts, the Father brings us the third temptation. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, meaning the greatest temptation of all. And therewith, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. All the kingdoms of the world. If you look at your life right now, and particularly the life of those around you, what are they trying to do? Trying to improve the kingdoms of the world. And many are trying to possess a kingdom of the world. And many are even accomplishing this and dying ultimately in the attempt. The kingdoms of the world represent this material world, don't they? And you know Christ is not in the material world. God is not in the material world. My kingdom is not of this world. Well, can you walk in this world and also in the spiritual kingdom? That would be like trying to walk in a physical body and also in a spiritual body at the same time. And don't tell me Jesus did that. Jesus never walked in a physical body. Jesus never walked in this world. In these temptations, the Spirit of God is living in the spiritual kingdom, in spite of the temptations, and remains in the spiritual kingdom, does not step out of the spiritual kingdom, is not tempted out, and so with you. In these temptations, you live in your spiritual body, in your spiritual world, and you are never tempted into a physical body, into a physical world. You do not accept the kingdoms of the world. You do not try to change the stones into bread. You do not try to impress other human beings that you have a separate body and they have a separate body. You're living in the one invisible body of the Spirit, in the one invisible kingdom of the Spirit. And you appear to be in this world, as Jesus appeared to be in this world, but he wasn't, and you are not. Because if you are in this world in a physical body now, and if you are in this world in a physical body after the seminar, then you have missed the teaching, that transition only comes to one who lives in the realm of soul, in the seventh day consciousness, honoring divine manifestation, knowing there is no other. Until I am pronounced the Son of God by the Spirit within me. And then I walk through all these temptations to accept the kingdoms of the world and to show miracles and to show my divine protection, and I am unimpressed, untempted. Who convinceth me there is a lack of sustenance when the Spirit of God is the present sustenance of the universe? Who convinceth me that there are separate forms to be impressed? Who convinceth me that there is a world out here to be possessed? I know of no world. My kingdom is not of this world. In you, then, the Ten Commandments are paramount, and they are living consciousness. You have no other God than Spirit, no other presence than Spirit. You have Spirit omnipresent, without opposite. You are not bowing down to graven images, material objects. You are not using the name of the Lord in vain. You are honoring the seventh day. You are honoring the invisible reality. You are not finding a place where God has stopped and a human has begun. You are not finding a point of separation. You are not a house divided. And so you're not killing Christ. You don't need anything from matter. You're not stealing from matter. You're not coveting matter. You're not adulterating by trying to live in spirit and matter. You're bearing true witness everywhere to your neighbor as the invisible Christ of your own being and to all that is divine, without opposite. But more than meeting these three temptations as if they came once or twice or three times or in just the form that they're outlined here, you're living as spirit in your spiritual universe. Each day preparing for this very same test. Let it come. The challenge is there, and it will come every day, and its purpose is to strengthen you. Every temptation forces you to face it with the conscious awareness of identity, the conscious awareness of the presence of spirit everywhere as your own being. Perfect now as the Father. You honor the one omnipresent, perfect creator, and perfect manifestation. And the Father who seeth in secret appears visibly as man's concept of your improved self or the improved world. But it is always your invisible soul consciousness appearing as that improvement to man. Whether it's your body or your business, and this is more than just the healing consciousness. This is the living consciousness, which includes the healing consciousness. In this consciousness, you will be able to face the illusion of error, the illusion of evil. And you will also be able to face the illusion of good, the illusion of something bad that has been made good. You will be living in the conscious awareness of ever-present, unchanging perfection. And this is how your healing works will improve. This is how you will do the greater works. Let's hold this consciousness a moment now. I, the living spirit, there is nothing that I seek to improve. There is nothing that can in any way deprive me of what I am. All that exists everywhere is my perfect spirit. No matter what appears, all that exists anywhere is my perfect spirit. Now. Now I am. The Spirit of God here, the Spirit of God there, everywhere, I am the living Spirit of God. And if this is not yet firmed in my consciousness, I must continue living in the 40 days and 40 nights until I can say it is finished. I am. I have. I and the Father are one. There is no house divided. The Father is everywhere. I am everywhere. Where the Father is, there is no second self. Everywhere is the Father. Everywhere there is no second self. No dying mortal, no sick mortal, no mortal anywhere. No mortal anywhere. Stepping out of humanhood is the way to transition. Not only my humanhood, but your humanhood. Everyone's humanhood. The human race is dissolved in the consciousness of one who lives in I am the omnipresent Spirit of God. When this is crystallized in consciousness, you are in the fullness of the 10 soul commandments. And like Enoch, you walk out of this world, living light. Like Lazarus, you step out of the tomb The stone of the world mind is rolled away. You have broken the hypnosis of the world. And this we are doing individually and as a group. I know it's hard to realize that we've come through 9 sessions. And frankly, I haven't the slightest idea what tomorrow's session will be. But I'm quite sure that Spirit has the answers for us. The 3 temptations are the proving ground of whether or not you have accepted the 10 soul commandments. This isn't just for today, tonight, tomorrow. You can use this constantly as your guide, your checkpoints, to find out where you have let in the world mind, where you have a gap, where you have succumbed to human thought. And you will find that each time you eliminate another gap, another place where human thought was able to trick you, until you have overcome the belief in the human thought, each of these steps along the way is the high road, the true road. Together we are walking into transition. Much love to you. See you tomorrow morning.